Welcome to the Midweek Reset from Life Examined on KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Maybe you've noticed that one of the hardest things in life is to just get going. There's this nice idea out there that we should always feel motivated and positive, and then we can get the work done. We like to think that the artist is naturally inspired and runs to the canvas, or the athlete is always excited to train. Brad Stahlberg writes about human flourishing in psychology and says that we might have it all backwards.
There's this common prevailing wisdom that you need to feel good to get going. You need to be inspired. You need to be motivated. What it turns out is that actually it's often the reverse. Mm-hmm. You need to get going to give yourself a chance at feeling good. Now, we know that this is true because we see it studied at arguably the most extreme place, which is pretty bad clinical depression.
Yeah.
And the gold standard treatment for clinical depression is something called behavioral activation. And what behavioral activation says is you can have a brain that is telling you that life is meaningless. You can have a body that is saying, I don't have any energy to get out of bed. I'm just going to sit here all day, all week. And if you can learn to take those feelings along for the ride and just force yourself to do something, that can get people on the path to healing. Now, is it a godsend? Is it fake it till you make it? Absolutely not. It's a really effective tool in the toolkit. And part of what makes depression so insidious is the depressive mind says, no, there's nothing possible about getting going. You just can't do it. But once you start to put things in action, that's when the thoughts and feelings start to change. Now, what doesn't work is trying to just change how you feel or will yourself to think different thoughts. And if we know that that's true in clinical depression, well, then of course it's true when we're just having a rough day or we're just feeling kind of flat. But again, it's very kind of counter to this notion that you've got to be really inspired and here's all these ways to hack your motivation and to feel great. When in fact, I think a part of being a mature adult is not feeling great, showing up and doing the thing that you wanted to do anyways. And then sure enough, you tend to feel better after.
Everything that Stahlberg says seems to confirm my experience with mood and motivation. Not only that, but in the hundreds of interviews I've done with prolific writers or creatives, they all say the same thing. You just need to start. So maybe let this idea relieve some of the anxiety and shame that we all feel around being unmotivated. And the mantra here is simple. Mood follows action, and rarely is it the other way around. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.